you wanted to slam the book.
That's what I
said. Yeah. And I said, the cables are absolutely clear on that. And I said, so there's no question as to, I was trying to say it in self-justification, perhaps. I said, there's no question as to your position in this, right? Absolutely no question. Because the cables, all the way through that early part of that week, were absolutely clear that you wanted to close the talks, resume the bombing, and the president insisted that you continue the talks. And insisted that under no circumstances was he going to go on television and stir the country up and try to rally him behind a bombing. That wasn't the position we were in at that point. He said, yes, and I was wrong on the bombing, on the television thing and all that. And I said, well, you know.
Yeah, it's just, you were well reminded that he was not only advocating the bombing, he was advocating basically bombing and announcing bombing immediately.
Sure. I said, it's obvious in the record, and there's no way on the record that anybody can divide you from the president on the bombing thing, because you were the motivating force on the bombing thing. You advocated it all the way. And I said, so they can't name you on that. I was playing it the other way. But I made the point very strongly. I said, I can certainly substantiate that, because I know exactly what your position was. I'm not convinced that...
You think Rustin just made it up?
Yeah.
Good.
I really do. I think Rustin thought, you know, I'm going to screw the president and I'm going to build up Kissinger. And the way I'm going to do it is to say this. And that he just did it on that basis. But I have no...
Well, you know, as I was trying to say the secret this morning, Bob. So what else is new?
Yeah.
All right, now look. How many times we sat around this desk? So Rustin's saying this, and the TV has said this, and the Congress has passed something here, and the world goes right on. As a matter of fact, the world's going to continue to go on. And it isn't that bad. We just won an election, and we won damn good. And over all of these same people,
right.
It's true, some of our friends are disturbed. I mean, like the Coddlings and the Librarians and the but on the other hand, the talks were resumed, they subsided pretty fast, didn't they? Or did they? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the friends were disturbed, though, on a different kind of basis. They weren't disturbed. They're disturbed because they read this other crap and they think it's hurting you. They don't want you
to be hurting me and wondering if I should go on and explain to the people.
Well,
they realize.
Some of your friends have said that. Most of them haven't. Now that these
explanations, you have people that you know is murderers,
something that can't be done. You had an obsessive thing that the LA Times has ran three of the worst editorials I've ever seen. Just knocking the shit out of you why won't you tell the people what you're doing? You know, well, this, first place, what the hell are you going to tell them? I mean, it's pretty obvious what you're doing. The talks closed down, you said you were going to resume the bombing, you resumed the bombing, the talks started up again, you stopped the bombing. What the hell else
are you going to do? Why did you get rid of it?
Murphy called me in Palm Springs, and I didn't take the call the first time, and I answered the phone by mistake the second time I got the call. He said, I've been trying to reach you, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. And I said, I just wanted to wish you a happy new year. And I almost said, you know, you can do a hell of a lot better job with your goddamn newspaper.
Who is it that's writing?
Tony Day, I guess.